Hey, hey. So I am recording this podcast at about 6:30 p.m. and
you're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches.
Daily podcasts.
My name is Kara Gottwarner,
really
the podcasting
organic
coach for coaches.
And letting them come to me, and you know, it's really very reminiscent of what it was like back in the day when I was recording my first podcast.
For creating connection,
and I know I've told this story many times, but I just
every conversation
telling
is
the story,
potential
but
for transformation.
The piece of the story that I want to share.
So let's get started on yours
tonight. Today,
enjoy the episode
as I record this. Is how it was this most spontaneous experience, and every day I recorded, and every day I didn't worry about it. I didn't think about it. I was like, yes, I'm going to record, but it's not a big deal. I'll figure it out. And I didn't stress about it, you know, and we do this a lot in our businesses, and we do this a lot with making money, where we're like, I want it. And we, you know, we send out the message of like, that we don't have it, right? And it's kind of like in a similar way. It's like that with our podcast. It's like when we stress about coming up with ideas, and I don't have ideas, and I have to do my podcast this week, and I have to batch episodes, and I have to do all this stuff. Then and when we have that kind of heaviness and that pressure on ourselves, we end up, you know, pushing away and resisting the thing that we actually really want to do. That if we were to just be like, you know, if we were to just be a little bit more chill about it, it would just naturally happen. And so that's kind of how I feel about this daily podcast, because it really is like my fun little experiment, and it's me showing up here, you know, having fun like the kid in the sandbox. I always love using that analogy, but that's the feeling. That's what has helped me to show up for the past 8 years. Like, that's tremendous, right? That's cause for celebration. And I am seeing this happen with my clients who are just around that turning point where they're a couple months in. Maybe they have between 10 and 20 episodes. And, you know, they're like, you know what? I'm starting to get it now. I'm starting to connect with the fact that what this is about is me having fun, me being excited about recording and connecting with my people, right? And then the other stuff flows, right? The money, you know, making, you know, I say this on social media, and I actually just, you know, put up a post about this, but this idea of like turning your voice into cash. Well, you turn your voice into cash when you're actually feeling in love with doing this for the people that you want to reach, right? And you know what? There's also something in it for you too, right? There's got to be something in it for you. So anyway, so I was coaching someone today. And so right before I did this episode, I was like, wow, what am I going to talk about? I have no idea. But I wasn't worried about it. I was like, yeah, God, you know what? It's fine. Even if it's 5 minutes, I always have something to say because I'm such a talker. No problem. Hey, I'm a Jersey girl, you know? So I was like, yeah, I'm going to figure it out. But then I thought, okay, just like the same kind of advice that I give my clients, I say, okay, if you're stuck and you're not really sure what you want to talk about, what is coming up in your life? What is happening in your life? You know, what is that, you know, story that you could share that's vulnerable? And when I say vulnerable, I mean, when you really screwed up or something was not pretty, right? The days where you cried and you wanted to stay in your PJs all day. Like, I mean, that happens. I think that happens to us, right? More than the times when we look really fabulous with, you know, like in our Facebook or our Instagram stories. Like, those are great days and those are real days, but there's a lot of days that are real that aren't pretty, right? So you could be talking about those. So really, like, just kind of check in with yourself and say, like, what is going on right now? What's going on right now that if I were to share it, how would that impact my people? How would that give this sense of hope to that one person, that one person? And when you can feel like that's all that matters, that you are here to connect with one or, you know, 1,000 people, 100 people, it doesn't matter what the number is, because whatever that, you know, like you have that message and you're connecting with a human life, right? Okay, so here's what I wanted to talk about. I started talking about something else. I started going off on a tangent here. I always love going down the same, you know, kind of podcasting with purpose kind of path. So everything I do is definitely leading you down that path. And so with the client that I was working with today, one of the things that she wanted to work on was how to come up with show ideas. So she wanted to come up with the next episodes for the end of the year and, like, you know, maybe a couple into the new year. So I gave her some ideas, which I'm actually going to share right here today with you. Okay. So here we go. So I have to say first that I love the idea of repurposing. This is what we're going to talk about, this concept of repurposing. So when back in the day, when I was a magazine editor, I was called the queen of repurposing. I really was. I was like, because I love doing it. I think there's something very creative about repurposing, about how to take something and make it new all over again. Okay. So this list of ideas that I'm going to be showing you, that I'm going to be talking about, are going into these different things, like of how you can, you know, easily come up with episodes easily, like if you're struggling at any time. And so, like I said, my client wanted to come up with ideas for episodes, you know, for the end of the year. And again, anytime you want to, you're struggling, try this. Okay. So here we go. Okay. So the first tip or idea that I have for you is to re-release some of your beginning episodes. Like the beginning, let's say if you started not that long ago, yeah, just go to the first few episodes. But let's say you've been podcasting for a couple of years, go to the beginning of the year and see what kind of episodes would be like the best. Like how could you pull those out, like snippets from those, and you can call them your best of episodes. And this is a great job that you could give to your VA. So if you have a VA, and maybe you don't, maybe you do this all yourself. And if you do this yourself, this really can be a simple way of just going back to your beginning episodes, beginning of the year, or beginning of if you've just started, and pull snippets, audio snippets out of a handful of episodes that you remember were like really great, right? And then you can have your editor, or if you are editing yourself, just, you know, kind of cut those out. But this is a great job for your VA. Like if you really want to give her a project or him a project to go through and pull snippets out of your episodes. And this is great for them to do because all they got to do is listen and say, oh, that sounded great. Let me pull that out. Okay. And then the next tip is number two is, I'm calling them hacks. So the next tip is a hack. Read your emails as a podcast episode. So if you send out weekly emails to your list, this is fabulous, right? Because you have content. You can read your email, you know, by tweaking a few words so that you have inflection and it sounds natural and it sounds like a conversation. So there's that's hack number one. And then hack number two is to read your posts from, say, Instagram or Facebook, and read your posts as a podcast episode. And again, change up, you know, how you word a few things so that it sounds like a conversation. Another idea is go to your website and you could grab the copy from your Work With Me page, and literally it can almost become like it's a little bit of an infomercial, but like, you know, with fun and inflection, right? You're not just, you know, talking in a very dry verbatim tone. You want to mix it up a little bit. So go to your Work With Me page, go to your About page, and you can find some really good gems in there that you could use literally like they're your show notes. I mean, a script for your episode. Another idea, this is a little bit more advanced. You know, it's similar to the best of idea. This is an idea where you can go into, like, let's say the DMs on Instagram or private messaging in Facebook, and you can ask, you know, people in your network. So you want to do this with people that are warm, your warm people. And if you don't know what I mean by that, the people that are, that you know, that you've already been communicating with in the DMs, in the private messages. And you want to ask them a question and say, hey, by the way, I'm doing this thing, I'm doing this podcast, and I have this question that I would love for you to answer in 3 minutes or less. So they could actually, probably if you do it through like a private message or a DM, ask them to write it out. Because yes, you can record in the DMs and the private messages, but I don't know if you can really download those recordings. But another way that you can do this is with a tool called SpeakPipe. And SpeakPipe is like a little tool that you can copy and paste the code, and you can actually put that in the DM or put that in a private message if you prefer, like, you know, Facebook private messaging. And then say, hey, I have this podcast I'm doing. I'd love to get your, I want your answer to this question. Would you be interested? And then I'm going to play it on my podcast. I mean, most people love that idea. And you could put the code for the, you know, for SpeakPipe in there. So you get to decide. So if you want them to write it back in the, you know, text version, then you just say, hey, you know, Jen said, blah, blah, and you just read it. And that's a, that's like another way of doing it. And you can do it both ways. I mean, it's just a lot of fun to mix it up. Okay. And then finally, my final tip is you can read commentary from like one of your favorite books, and just like expound upon that and how it applies to what you do as a coach. So those are just some ideas that I hope, just by hearing these ideas, that maybe they like blossomed into other ideas for you. Okay. So that's what I got for you in this, little short and sweet mini-sode. I love sharing these daily episodes with you guys. It's so much fun. And, I wanted you guys to know, because I am releasing these in, you know, in real time here, like in, you know, in the day, in the moment. And so as I record this, I just released a Black Friday special, you know, so right after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, as we know, right here in the US, we have something called Black Friday. And I am doing a special where I am inviting just two clients to work with me, just two clients. And I posted on Facebook, so you guys can go over to my Facebook profile and check it out, because I talk all about how you can turn your voice into cash and how you can bring your best clients who are ready to pay you. You can bring them to you through your podcast. And I teach you how to do that in my program. So I have two spots. So you can check that out. Go over to Facebook, check out my profile. You know, or you can get in touch with me and find out, like, hey, what's going on? I want to know more about how I can make this happen. And so if you want to, you can also email me. That's a great way to get in touch. And my email is Kara@KaraGotWarner.com. And just, you know, just let me know that you're interested in this crazy Black Friday deal that I'm doing right now. But go over to Facebook, because like I'm just actually, I have quite an extensive post about, you know, what this is all about and how you can benefit as a coach by working with me one-on-one to implement and execute my podcast strategy so that you can market your coaching business. You can really bring in those clients and pack your calendar. And more importantly, keep your calendar packed week after week after week. Okay. So that's all I got for you today. So I am going to see you in the next episode. All right. Take care.